This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Federal authorities are worried about potential violence leading up to next week's presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
With just days until Joe Biden sworn in,
we are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter.
FBI Director Chris Wray says authorities are tracking calls for potential armed protests here in Washington and in state capitals nationwide.
That could bring armed individuals within close proximity to government buildings and officials.
Wray says the Capitol riot is likely to inspire others. States are ramping up security and parts of D.C. are on lockdown, with tourists on the National Mall and elsewhere replaced by National Guard troops, some armed with rifles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The theme for President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration will be America United, an issue that's long been a central focus for Biden, but one that's taken on added weight in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol last week. In keeping with the theme of unity, the committee also announced that after he is officially inaugurated, Biden, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, and their spouses will lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. They will be joined by former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and their wives. President-elect Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it has caused. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools, and mounting a national vaccine program. This is VOA News. Britain's Supreme Court ruled Friday insurers must compensate small businesses forced into last year's initial coronavirus lockdown, potentially a total payout of $1.6 billion. The country's financial watchdog successfully appealed on behalf of the companies, arguing companies should be able to claim for the impact of last year's first COVID-19 lockdown, which ran from March to June. Venezuela will send oxygen to Brazil, where hospitals in the northern state of Amazonas have run out of it to treat COVID-19 patients, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza said in a tweet late Thursday. He said his announcement followed instructions given by President Nicolas Maduro. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro does not recognize Maduro as Venezuela's rightful president. Quote, Latin American solidarity above all, Arreaza added. Nearly 6,000 people have died from COVID-19 in Amazonas, where the second wave of the pandemic has hit hard. Police in Hong Kong have arrested 11 people, including a lawyer, for allegedly helping a dozen Hong Kong residents who sought to flee the city for Taiwan via speedboat last year. The 12 Hong Kong youths linked to Thursday's arrest were nearly all facing charges in the city when they attempted to leave in August. They were detained at sea by the Chinese Coast Guard and subsequently taken into custody in mainland China. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's defiant pledge to return to Moscow from Germany after surviving a poisoning attack puts the Kremlin in a major bind. President Vladimir Putin, observers say, is caught between a rock and a hard place. Allow his most outspoken critic to freely return to Russia and risk looking weak, or hand Navalny a lengthy prison term and potentially turn him into a global cause celeb. The 44-year-old's announcement that he was returning to Moscow Sunday drew gasps from admirers and critics alike. Analysts say Navalny's return is a direct challenge to the 68-year-old Putin, who has seen his popularity fall in recent years and could become a major political factor ahead of parliamentary polls later this year. Russia said Friday it would begin the procedure to withdraw from the Open Skies Treaty, a pact that allows unarmed surveillance fighters over member countries. The United States left the Arms Control and Verification Treaty in November, accusing Russia of violating it, something Moscow denied. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.